You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online, After Midnight.
The first thing Megan noticed about the empty house across the street was that one of its curtains moved. She and Cole had arrived in town less than an hour earlier, and the moving truck was still parked in front of their new home. Megan was carrying a box under the porch when she glanced across the road and saw a pale curtain being drawn away from an upstairs window. She assumed someone was looking outside. The house was old and badly in need of paint, but the lawn had been cut recently and the porch was clear of debris. It seemed reasonable that someone still lived there, perhaps an elderly person, who had noticed unfamiliar people moving into the neighborhood. Later that afternoon, Megan met the woman who lived next door. While they stood near the moving truck, Megan nodded toward the house across the street and asked who lived there. The neighbor appeared surprised by the question. No one had lived in the house for nearly 15 years. It belonged to relatives of the last owner, but none of them lived nearby. Someone came by to mow the grass and check the property, although the inside had remained closed since the owner died. Megan looked toward the upstairs window. The curtain was hanging normally again, and she decided that the movement must have been caused by a draft. The neighbor then asked whether Megan and Cole had heard about the woman in white. It was the kind of question Megan might have expected during a ghost tour, not while standing beside a stack of moving boxes on a warm afternoon. She initially thought the woman was teasing her, but the neighbor explained that the story had been part of the town for as long as she could remember. The last person who lived in the house had been a woman named Evelyn. She had grown up there and had become engaged shortly before the United States entered World War II. Her fiancé left for the war, and Evelyn remained behind to plan their wedding. According to the story, she had already purchased her dress and kept it carefully stored in an upstairs room. Her fiancé never returned. He was first reported missing and was eventually presumed dead, although his body was never recovered. Evelyn refused to accept that he was gone. Whenever a bus brought servicemen home from the train station in the neighboring city, she stood at the upstairs window and watched the road. The buses stopped coming, but Evelyn continued to wait. She never married and rarely left the house except to buy groceries or attend church. As she grew older, people sometimes saw her standing at the same upstairs window long after dark. She lived into her 80s and died alone in the house. The stories began afterward. People driving down the street claimed they saw a young woman wearing white standing behind the upstairs glass. Others reported seeing her on the porch whenever headlights approached from the direction the buses once traveled. The popular version of the legend said that Evelyn wore the wedding dress she had never been able to use, although the neighbor admitted that no one seemed to know whether the dress had actually remained in the house. Megan listened politely, but she was not frightened. She had grown up in a small town herself and understood how stories changed as they were passed from one person to another. Evelyn had probably stood at the window often enough for people to remember it, and after she died, every reflection or moving curtain became evidence that she was still there. When Megan told Cole the story that evening, he found it interesting but was equally skeptical. He suggested that the curtain had moved because one of the windows had been left slightly open. An empty house was bound to create noises and movement that looked strange from a distance. Over the next several days, they were too busy unpacking to give the house much attention. Cole started his new job while Megan remained home arranging furniture and waiting for deliveries. From the front rooms, she had a clear view of the property across the street, but she never saw a caretaker or any relatives arrive. She did notice that people passing the house often looked toward the upstairs window. A group of children riding bicycles sped up as they approached it, then glanced back once they reached the end of the block. One evening, a car slowed almost to a stop in front of the property before driving away. The house was apparently still a local attraction, even if no one openly treated it as one. A week after the move, Megan was closing the curtains in their living room when she noticed a light moving behind the windows across the street. It was faint and unsteady, more like the beam of a flashlight than an electric lamp. It passed through the downstairs rooms, disappeared, then reappeared briefly on the second floor. She called Cole to the window, but by the time he joined her, the light was gone. They watched for several minutes and saw no other movement. Cole thought the caretaker might be checking the property. Megan pointed out that there was no vehicle parked nearby, but he reminded her that someone could have approached from the alley. They considered calling the police, then decided against it. A relative might have entered the house, and they had no reason to report someone who had done nothing more suspicious than carry a flashlight. The following afternoon, Megan walked across the street to take a closer look from the sidewalk. She did not enter the property. From where she stood, she could see that the front door was secured with a newer padlock and that dust covered the enclosed porch windows. Several unopened advertising circulars had collected near the steps. The upstairs curtains were yellowed with age. The one Megan had seen moving hung behind a closed window. There was no visible gap where wind could enter, although she knew another window elsewhere in the house might be open. As she walked back home, she became aware that she was being watched. The sensation was strong enough to make her turn around. No one was at the window. That evening, shortly before sunset, Megan sat in the living room reading while Cole made dinner. She had nearly forgotten about the house when a pair of headlights appeared at the far end of the street. At the same moment, something moved across from her. A woman was standing in the upstairs window. Megan rose slowly from her chair. The figure was partly hidden behind the curtain, but she could clearly see a pale face and the upper portion of a white dress. The woman appeared young, certainly no older than 30, and her dark hair fell around her shoulders. She was not looking toward Megan's house. Her attention was fixed on the approaching headlights. Megan called for Cole without taking her eyes from the window. He was only a few steps away, but as he entered the room, the car passed between the two houses. Its headlights briefly swept across the empty property. When the light cleared, the woman was gone. Cole reached the window too late to see her. Megan told him that someone was inside the house, and this time she was certain. What she had seen was not a curtain or a reflection. A woman had been standing behind the glass. They continued watching as the car disappeared toward the center of town. No lights came on inside the empty house, and no one emerged through either door. Across the street, the upstairs curtain slowly fell back into place. Megan wanted to call the police. Cole agreed that it was better to report a possible trespasser than to ignore one. A deputy arrived about 20 minutes later. He checked the padlock on the front door, examined the rear entrance, and walked around the house with a flashlight. Nothing appeared damaged. He could not enter without the owner's permission, but he contacted the caretaker and arranged for him to come by the following morning. Megan and Cole watched from their porch as the caretaker unlocked the house and went inside. He checked each room before returning outside. The house was empty, the windows and doors were secure, and he found no evidence that anyone had been staying there. He also told them that the electricity had been disconnected years earlier. That detail bothered Megan most. She had seen a light moving through the house the night before the woman appeared. The caretaker suggested that headlights might have reflected through the windows. Although Megan knew the light had moved from the first floor to the second, still, he had checked the house and found nothing. For the next few evenings, the property remained quiet. With each uneventful day, Megan became more willing to question what she had seen. Perhaps the pale face had been a reflection and the white dress was only a fold in the curtain. Once she knew the legend, her mind could have transformed an ordinary shape into the woman she expected to see. Cole never told her that she had imagined it, but he began closing their living room curtains as soon as it grew dark. He claimed it made the room more comfortable, although Megan suspected he did not want to spend each evening watching the abandoned house. Nearly a week passed before something else happened. Megan and Cole were eating dinner when a vehicle came down the street. As its headlights swept across the empty house, a soft yellow glow appeared upstairs. Cole saw it too. The light remained after the vehicle passed. It was dimmer than an electric lamp, but it filled the room behind the upstairs window. No beam moved across the walls as it would if someone were carrying a flashlight. The light simply appeared steady and warm inside a house with no electricity. They watched it for almost a minute. Then the curtain moved and the light went out. Cole crossed the street but remained on the sidewalk, studying the upper floor from several angles. The windows reflected the evening sky, but there were no lights nearby that could have created what they had seen. When he returned home, he closed their curtains without offering an explanation. After that, neither of them dismissed the legend as quickly. They began noticing that the activity seemed connected to approaching headlights. Sometimes the upstairs curtain moved when a car came around the bend. Once, the front porch briefly brightened as a truck approached, although the old fixture above the door no longer had a bulb. It was as though someone inside noticed each approaching vehicle and hurried to see who was coming. One evening in early October, a storm passed over town. Shortly after 11, Megan was preparing for bed when the lights in their house flickered. She went to the front window and looked across the street. The woman was standing upstairs again. The room behind her was dark, but her white clothing remained clearly visible. She stood with one hand holding the curtain aside while watching the road. Megan called Cole, and this time he reached the window before the figure disappeared. And he could not see the woman's face clearly, but he saw the shape of her head, her shoulders, and the pale clothing extending below the window ledge. She looked solid enough to be someone standing in a lighted room, although no light surrounded her. Far down the street, a pair of headlights appeared through the rain. The woman leaned closer to the glass. As the vehicle approached, she released the curtain and moved through the darkness until she disappeared from view. Megan expected the house to become still again. Instead, the front door opened. The padlock no longer hung across it. A woman in a long white dress stepped onto the porch. Rain fell around her, but her clothing did not move in the wind. She descended the steps and walked across the yard, never taking her attention from the approaching headlights. Megan and Cole hurried outside. By the time they reached their porch, the woman was standing near the road. Megan could see her dark hair hanging around her shoulders and her pale face turned toward the oncoming car. The driver showed no sign of seeing her. Megan shouted a warning, but the car continued without slowing. Its headlights passed over the woman, briefly making her white dress almost painfully bright. Then the car moved through the place where she had been. Megan and Cole stood beneath the rain, staring at an empty road. When they looked back at the abandoned house, its front door was still open. The woman in white had spent a lifetime waiting for someone to come home. Now she had left the house. Cole started across the road before Megan could stop him. The rain was coming down harder, and the open doorway looked like a solid black rectangle beneath the porch roof. He climbed the steps but did not enter the house. The padlock was lying on the porch floor. It was still closed. Cole picked it up and examined the metal loop, then looked at the latch on the door. Nothing appeared broken. Somehow the lock had been removed without being opened or damaging the hardware that held it in place. Megan called for him to come back. If someone was inside the house, they could contact the deputy again. If no one was inside, she did not want Cole searching for whatever had just walked out. He set the padlock beside the door and returned home. They locked their own door, closed the curtains, and stood dripping water onto the living room floor. Neither spoke for several moments. Cole had now seen enough that he could no longer suggest reflections or tricks of the light. A woman had walked from the empty house into the path of a moving car, and the car had passed through her. Megan went upstairs to get towels while Cole called the non-emergency number. He had just finished explaining that the door of the abandoned house was open when three soft knocks sounded at their front door. They were not loud or urgent. Whoever had knocked seemed willing to wait. Cole moved toward the door, but Megan stopped halfway down the stairs when she saw the narrow window beside it. A pale shape was visible through the wet glass.
Nah.
The woman in white was standing on their porch. She was not facing the door. Her back was turned to the house, and she was looking toward the road. From only a few feet away, Megan could see that the woman's dress was not as elaborate as the legend made it sound. It might once have been a wedding dress, but it could just as easily have been an old-fashioned evening gown. The fabric hung in long folds, untouched by the rain blowing beneath the porch roof. Megan did not need to ask whether he could see her. He called through the locked door, asking if she needed help. The woman gave no indication that she had heard him. She remained focused on the far end of the street, where the road curved beyond the neighboring houses and another set of headlights appeared in the distance. The woman leaned forward slightly, just as she had at the upstairs window. Her hand rose toward the porch column, although her fingers seemed to pass into the painted wood instead of resting against it. As the vehicle drew nearer, she slowly turned her head toward the door. Megan saw her face clearly for the first time. She was young, but her expression carried the exhaustion of someone who had been waiting much longer than she had expected. There was no anger in her eyes. There was only a terrible mixture of hope and disappointment. Her lips moved, but Megan could not hear what she said. The headlights swept across the porch. For an instant, the woman's white dress filled the window beside the door. Then the vehicle passed and the porch was empty. Megan and Cole did not open the door. They remained in the living room until the deputy arrived, watching through the curtains as he checked the abandoned property. By then, its front door was closed again. The padlock was hanging from the latch as though it had never been removed. The deputy found no one inside. He could not explain how the door had opened or how the lock had returned to its place, but there was nothing more he could do. Before leaving, he admitted that theirs was not the first call he had received about the house. Most reports involved lights or someone standing at the upstairs window. He had never heard of the woman crossing the street. The following morning, the abandoned house looked exactly as it had when they moved in. Its door was locked, its windows were dark, and the upstairs curtain hung motionless behind the glass. There was no sign that anyone had walked across the wet yard. The rain had erased whatever footprints might have been there. Megan considered asking more people about Evelyn. She wanted to know whether the details of the legend were accurate, especially the story of the wedding dress. In the end, she decided it would not change what they had seen. Even if she found records proving that Evelyn had been engaged to a missing serviceman, it would not explain how a woman had appeared inside a locked house with no electricity. They did not move. Their home was not haunted, and the woman in white did not return to their porch. Gradually, they resumed their routines, although they continued closing the living room curtains before dark. From time to time, Megan still noticed movement across the street. A pale figure would appear in the upstairs window when headlights approached, then disappear once the vehicle passed. Cole saw it again on two occasions. Neither of them went outside to investigate. People in town continued telling the legend as they always had. Some said Evelyn was wearing the dress in which she had planned to marry. Others claimed she had been buried in it. No one agreed on every detail, and there were no photographs that clearly showed what she had worn while standing at the window during her lifetime. Megan no longer needed the story to be proven. She and Cole knew that someone still watched the road from inside the empty house. They knew she appeared whenever headlights approached, still hoping that one of them would bring home the man she had been waiting for. What they never understood was why, on that stormy night, she crossed the street and knocked on their door. Perhaps after all those years, Evelyn had finally realized that no one was coming for her. Or perhaps she had begun looking for someone willing to wait with her.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. I just love the fall season. Crisp mornings, pumpkin spice latte, and it's the best time to cozy up and play SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 different slots in all my favorite casino-style games. And they're running a deal for all new players, a $30 coin package for just $10. So this fall, grab your favorite blanket, visit SpinQuest.com, and download the app today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. I just love the fall season. Crisp mornings, pumpkin spice latte, and it's the best time to cozy up and play SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 different slots in all my favorite casino-style games. And they're running a deal for all new players, a $30 coin package for just $10. So this fall, grab your favorite blanket, visit SpinQuest.com, and download the app today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. I just love the fall season. Crisp mornings, pumpkin spice latte, and it's the best time to cozy up and play SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 different slots in all my favorite casino-style games. And they're running a deal for all new players, a $30 coin package for just $10. So this fall, grab your favorite blanket, visit SpinQuest.com, and download the app today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, Lady Luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just $10.
$10 for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.